Well, markets are slumping today. Let's see what's behind it with John Beaver, who is president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, registered principal at the Chicago or Royal Alliance Associates here in Buffalo Grove. John, thanks for welcome. Thanks for coming to the Noon Business Hour this afternoon. Let's talk about what's happening on Wall Street right now.
Well, Chris, we have two things going on. We have normal profit taking, which is being compounded by another tariff tantrum. Is this round three, round four? I can't keep track of it, but investors are reconsidering the status of the trade talks. And since they're in a profit-taking mode anyways, it seems to be building today, especially with the market pushing down maybe 500 points here. We'll probably ping off the 50-day moving average here. But we did have a double top last week, and that in and of itself leads to normal profit-taking, but that has been compounded by the tariff situation. So we're range-bound here between about S&P 2600 to probably about 3,000. So that does confirm the downside risk at this point.
What is the clearest argument we can put out there why all of this is going on?
Again, investors are in a mood to take some profits anyways because we have made this double top, and it's been a rough year and a half here with some volatility, so they're happy to take that. And we've got a tough week here with the tariffs, not sure what's going on, but then also we have the much-hailed Uber IPO this week, and so investors aren't sure what to do. So what we're seeing is we're seeing this money being taken off the table, really, I think, prominently impacted here by what's going on with China. They are going to come and negotiate. That's good. Trump has said 25% tariffs Friday at midnight. That's not so good. So investors are hitting the sidelines and being a little bit cautious here. I think China's an interesting situation because it doesn't look like they're desperate for a deal. We know it will hurt them more. The tariffs will hurt them more than the U.S., but they don't seem to be desperate here. This may be just some brinksmanship and some gamesmanship going on here.
We see markets, let's see, the Dow down a little more than 2%. Now all the indexes down at least 2%. Is it a good opportunity for people to maybe start looking for some bargains when everyone's panicky? Is it actually a time to start looking for deals?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit early for deals right here. We're only down a couple of percent. We're not down that far. And we are at a very interesting level. 2,820 on the S&P is a key level. In fact, the last time I was on, that was acting as resistance to the market. It has punched through that. Now we hope it will act as support. I also think this is a good time for shorter-term investors to take some profits, especially those that want to do some gifting. We're not sure what it's going to look like yet the rest of the year, so if they had any intent on doing some charitable gifting, this might be a good time. On the other hand, those that have a longer term perspective, these kinds of pullbacks make great opportunity to nibble, and I would be looking at the emerging markets. I would also look at the multinationals. Now, they might not perform real well here during the trade negotiations, which could take several more months. That's why I would nibble. Meanwhile, there are other areas of the U.S. if someone wants to be a little bit more conservative, anything that's not related to tariffs, I think leisure, restaurants, things of that nature, might be a good investment for some of those investors that want to be a little bit more conservative. And we also can't forget about the Fed in this whole picture.
Now, weeks like this, we talk about dollar cost averaging here on this show and encourage people to consider that. Is this a reminder if you're regularly putting money in the markets on days like today and yesterday, you actually make a little?
Absolutely. In fact, if we take a look at the last year and a half, so the market made this high back January of 2017. And since then, we've made just a little bit more gain in the market on a whole. But the volatility has led to really good gains for those investors that have dollar cost average. That means putting money in every single month, regular dollar amount, fixed dollar amount into a fund, into the market. They've actually made quite a bit of money over the last year and a half. So dollar cost averaging works very well. And we could see another year or two of this. There's a long-term trend that was put in place with the market low in 2009 after the financial crisis. That long-term trend is still in effect. And the point on that trend where we could actually drop to is 2,350. That's quite a bit of a drop, almost 20%, but the bull market would still be in place. To tighten up to that could take a year or two of sideways action.
This is the longest bull market in history, by the way. And let's talk about, you mentioned the Fed. Where's the Fed in all of this?
Well, the Fed has found a little bit more flexibility in the last several months. I think Jay Powell learned a little bit of a lesson on Christmas Eve. We didn't have the typical Santa Claus rally, and they were holding firm on their autopilot on quantitative tightening. They quickly changed that language to being willing to subside tightening, and now they've actually said they're going to end maybe by September of this year. So the Fed has proven themselves to be a little bit more flexible here recently, which I think is very important given the uncertainty. Now, we're not done with this rally yet, in my opinion, and the market's not ready to turn south. We have a strong consumer, but we're definitely in the last half of this ballgame, maybe inning six, maybe eight. But bull markets don't die of old age. They are killed by Fed policy errors, and every word is parsed. Something that's gone unnoticed here, I think, is a little bit of stealth quantitative easing, where the Fed is allowing the banks to exchange treasuries for reserves. So what that means is we could actually see a little bit more easing coming in this year if the banks have a little bit of trouble and they need to find a little bit more liquidity. I think that's part of this flexibility that's really important for the Fed. However, this rally has been a PE expansion rally and not an earnings rally, so therefore the market is vulnerable to an uptick in rates. Not only is it vulnerable to the tantrum over the tariffs, but it's also vulnerable to an uptick in rates. And if we see interest rates go back up to 3%, that'll put pressure on stocks because of the PE ratio.
Thanks for the insight. As always, John Beaver, good to have you with us, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Up next, Travel Tuesday, making sure the upgrade you get is worth the cost.